Next patient is Brenda Dustin. Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, Dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N. The date of birth is December 30, 1955. Date of visit 11/14/25. Please make copy for Julian Johnson, PA. Julian, J-U-L-I-A-N, Johnson, PA-C. Next paragraph. Dear Julian, thank you for sending Brenda Dustin for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with activity and COPD. Next paragraph is respiratory illness. This is a 69-year-old 69-year-old lady who has a past history of smoking, has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity and cough, but no wheezing. The patient has hypertension and she is overweight and previously been treated for CHF and a traumatic brain injury. She has been on the albuterol inhaler. At the present time, she has no chest pains or abdominal pains. No nausea, vomiting, or reflux symptoms. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of coronary artery disease with stenting times 2. Previous history of knee operations, elbow repair, history of cardiac catheterization. She also has hypertension and previous MI, history for trauma to the head, yeah, that's it. Next paragraph, habits of patient smoke 1 pack per day for 40 years, no alcohol use. Next. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, family history, father. Let's see, the patient is adopted. Next, system review, the patient has no fatigue or fever. She has no glaucoma but has cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And she has no hay fever, but has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has abdominal pains and heartburn. No diarrhea or constipation. She has occasional chest pains and leg swelling. No arm pain. She has no depression or anxiety. No easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Lasix, 20 milligrams daily. Amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Entresto, 24-26 milligrams daily. BID. And potassium 10 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white females alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superficial edema. Blood pressure 135/70, pulse 80, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 166, saturation 96, Itchy and Vietnam's phallic pupils are reactive. It's clear of a clear throat of the mild injectee has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruising, thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery, with no definite wheezes or crackles. Heart, the absence of regular asthma, rest or no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds like. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes of one pass, but no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD with emphysema. Number two is, chronic bronchitis. And number three is CHF compensator. Number four, hypertension. Number five, traumatic brain injury. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT scan of the chest without contrast. She was placed on albuterol and inhaled 2 puffs QIDPR and advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Julian Johnson, M.D. J-O-H-N-S-O-N, M.D. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.